Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Oh yes, every Thursday, 3 o'clock, I have some youth up in here. We're going to talk and speak. We want to say thank you to our sponsors, Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you so much for the support. I have a lady here. Let me tell you, when I read her bio, I had to go back and say to her, I'm just making sure. Remember that? I came back to you. I said, I'm just making sure you're within the youth bracket. I mean, I know I reached out to you. I know you're youth. But I read your bio, and I'm like, wow. She's like, yes, yes, I'm within the youth bracket. I want to welcome to RCI, to Youth Unplugged, Vanya Reed Hingson.
Ma'am.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling today? She's all pink.
Yes, girl. You know, I said let me wear something bright, girly, fun, you know, and
it worked.
Good.
It worked. It absolutely worked. All right. Usually I try and wait a little into the program to read, but today I'm going to read it fully. Her bio, Vanya Reed Hingson, brings over a decade of distinguished leadership in the nonprofit sector, having worked extensively in the U.S. across higher education, workforce development, and housing. As the executive director of the St. Lucia National Community Foundation, she spearheads initiatives that address poverty alleviation while also serving on the St. Lucia National Homeless Response Committee. You're starting to understand what I'm talking about? You're understanding what I'm talking about? Her commitment to community empowerment extends beyond her current role. Formerly vice president of the International Consortium of Caribbean Professionals in New York. Y'all get where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Vanya now serves as the Caribbean lead, fostering collaboration among professionals across the diaspora. She is also the co-founder of the Women in Conference series, a passion-driven platform dedicated to empowering women through shared experiences, inspiration, and mutual support. I give you Vanya Reed Hingson. Oh,
thank you.
So y'all understand why I read through it. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go back and double check, because it's Youth Unplugged. And of course, you know, we have to interview persons within that bracket. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. You have been as the executive director of the St. Lucia National Community Foundation. I told you I was going to let you do it later on. I'll give you a little telephone plug.
Yes.
Let's do it very quickly. They're now hosting the telephone now. How soon is that? Sorry.
So it will actually be on September 29th.
So 29th,
next
right.
Next week Sunday.
Next week Sunday, people. Next week Sunday, telephone. Ensure that you are ready to plan and support.
Streaming on all major networks, local networks, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Folks also have an opportunity to pledge. There'll be a barcode,
right?
A URL on our social media platforms. So, you know, folks can just take a picture, you know, or click a link and go straight to our platform and enter some information, debit, credit card information, and they can contribute significantly to our cause.
I like how you say significantly. Very key word here, people. Significantly. Mm-hmm. As the executive director, how has your experience been?
I mean,
as a young person, we have to say that, as a young person.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. I for the most part, I've had a really good experience overall. I've been blessed to have a young staff as well.
Right.
And one that, you know, who generally have been open to changes, open to new ideas, really supportive in that way. The NCF for me is a really interesting place because, yes, it's a long-existing institution.
Right.
But because of where it is, I think it calls for a lot of new ideas, a lot of innovation. So
right.
For me, it also allows me to be creative. It also allows me to have a lot of fun, to find, you know, areas where it doesn't feel so much like work.
Right.
So while it's a really great fit for me professionally in terms of its mandate and its mission, it also is really a cool place to be.
In terms of your personality and
in
your
terms
character.
Of my personality and my character,
yes,
absolutely.
Which you started answering my next question, the importance of, yes, having youth involved to be able to be innovative. I'm not saying more mature individuals are not that, but with young people coming in and how they say injecting new ideas.
Right.
Talk about the importance in that.
Yeah, I mean, and I would never take away from the wisdom. You know, wisdom that comes only from experience, personal experience, whether professionally or personally. But I think, you know, there are certainly gems that young people bring to any institution, to any idea, you know, to any, whatever it is. A vigor, right? To just be daring and to not really fail. You know, we all kind of feel that we're invincible at a certain point. But I think also a nuanced lens, an ability to bring to a solution, you know, whatever that solution might look like, a really in-depth perspective that takes into account our experiences as people. So we don't rely just on our professional experiences. You know, I think as young people, we can make connections and say, ah, I had this experience 2 years ago and it was a personal one, and this might actually be a really great lens to look at this professional, you know, issue from. Or I saw something that seems so irrelevant, but you know, I have an ability to now turn this into something that can be tangible and viable and workable. So I think just the innovative drive that young people tend to have and their ability to just be daring, you know,
is
really, I think, valuable for any organization. Once, of course, we have the structure and we have the support and, you know, we have the environment that is conducive to that sort of thing, I think you could make magic from that.
How are people reading into your youthfulness? Yeah. You know, I'm going to say it. Sometimes people are not very, it's a young person.
Yeah,
that kind of thing, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, they would have expected a more matured individual in age to be heading certain organizations and certain things. So how have people been receiving you?
Right. I mean, I've had overall a really good experience. I will say, certainly, I have met people who, you know, have assumed because of my age, that means I'm inexperienced.
Yes.
You know, and I think it is
You'll
not
need to
new
read
to
the
me.
Bio.
It's not new to me, you know, if I have to be honest. I think professionally, you know, when we think about professional challenges, that has always been probably my biggest one. But I have learned that you do not... you know, you do not have to try to prove to be anything to anybody, that your work speaks for itself.
You do what you have to do.
You know, you stick to the books
and like
make
that.
Sure that you are producing quality work, that you are meeting your mandate. I mean, and the work eventually speaks for itself. And
always.
And these people oftentimes turn out to be your biggest advocate in the end.
I tell you.
You know, so you do not...
Have you had that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You don't cast people aside because they may have some assumptions of you.
Yes.
You understand people are coming to any interaction with their own biases, their own experiences that has nothing to do with you. And
you just perform.
You just do
what you have to do.
You do what you have to do.
I love that approach. Definitely. Definitely. Compare St. Lucia to, you've had your experience, like you said, in the United States.
Yeah.
I find, and I'm going to, I need to say it. We need to be real here. You know, I'm not sure if it's the system or it being first world country, that I find the youth have more in terms of opportunity and being progressive in terms of career, in terms of work. So you find quite a lot of youth and young persons in terms of management positions and so on. It's nothing new there. So then now, there seems to be a different thing happening on the ground in the Caribbean, not just say in St. Lucia, in the Caribbean, you know. So now when a young person is coming in, and especially coming from abroad with that experience, it's new, it's still new.
Would you
agree with that statement?
Oh yeah, I mean, and I think also depends on what industry we're looking at, you know. And it goes back to your point. I think in St. Lucia we are still very limited in terms of, you know, the range of vibrant industries we have. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., in North America generally, that's not so much the case. So you find there are pockets, you know, for young people to really thrive and become CEOs and EDs of, you know, tech companies or whatever it is.
Yes, you have very young people in it in the mid-20s, sometimes early 20s.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And these tend to make the best CEOs for the industry.
Exactly.
Right? You know, I think in St. Lucia and in the Caribbean generally, we may be a bit, I mean, we have more traditional industries that call for more traditional jobs. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, tend to go back to, again, experience, professional experience,
right.
longevity in a role. You know, so, you know, that difference doesn't strike me as, you know, odd or new. But I think it is something to say for St. Lucia, where you see the shift happening, young people like me getting the opportunity to prove ourselves, to you know, to do good work.
Break barriers.
And kudos to, you know, those people, those older folks who give us the room and give us the space and mentor us and support us in that way.
Yes, mentorship is still very important. Oh, I mean, even with the experience you mentioned and with their wisdom, very, very important. Let's make a shift.
Yes.
Let's put aside the professional, Vanya, and let's talk about the personal. The personal. Vanya is a mommy.
I am.
Yes. Tell me a little about your young one being a mother.
So I have a little 2-year-old, 2 going on 13-year-old.
Yes, I know they are.
She is amazing. I think for me, the best part of being a mother, and not just a mother, you know, just me as an individual, just very interested in the human experience generally, is to see how she explores the world through her own little lens.
Right.
You know, the innocence that kids bring, the curiosity. I mean, it really is something to see. Mm-hmm. But I will say my transition to motherhood has been, and I always tell people, I have not experienced anything that exists on the far end of one spectrum simultaneously. It's been the most incredible experience of my life and equally the hardest. You know,
I can as a mother myself, I can agree to that.
I have so much respect for women and mothers in particular, you know, who just, they make it look easy. It's their everyday and they raise kids 2, 3, 4, you know, with limited resources at that.
Like, yes.
I mean, you know, so I think it is one of my biggest blessings, but it's also, such a big lesson, an eye-opener, you know. I feel like this is my first real experience of adulthood, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
I like how you said that, your first real experience of adulthood,
you know.
Let me, I want you, before we go to a break, because of course we have to recognize our sponsors, Banca St. Lucia, thank you so much again for supporting. What would be your most memorable experience with your 2-year-old? I know there are probably loads and loads and loads. It could be anything. Just pick anything. Just tell me anything as a mother that was so memorable for you. And like you said, bring that experience and remind you too. Hey, my first real experience. How you said it? The first real experience of being
an adult. You know, true adult. Man, it's hard for me to pick one experience per se. But I will say, you know, the first time probably... she smiled at me, and you know, for me it was, you have a baby in your hands and you feel like this, of course, imperative to take care of her, this responsibility, the weight of this. But for me it was when it was the first time I realized, oh my God, this is a person, and she has her own, you know what I mean, feelings and expressions, and she's smiling, and you know, wow, she, for me it really solidified, like, okay, this is another human being, not just my child, but a person. You know, and I think every other memorable moment I've had with her has been along the lines she spoke for the first time, or she realized she could do something. She's a really great swimmer, you know, so when she you know, does something, you could see how proud she is of herself, and you realize, oh my God, this is her own, you know, this is a person that, you know, I just happen to be blessed enough to mother. But, you know, so, but yeah, I mean, goodness, I have to say, every day is memorable with her.
Wonderful,
you know?
Wonderful. Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we get back, a little more on Vani. I want to stick a little more on her personal side because everybody gets to see the professional side. Just want to talk a little more on your personal side when we get back.
Dream big. Make it your own. Home Sweet gets you any style of home.
Young professional, first-time home buyer, or career changer, BOSO HomeQuest is your mortgage solution. Enjoy a waiver on fees, a 4.5% interest rate over 30 years, debt consolidation, and an unsecured $50,000 BOSO Visa credit card. Exclusive offer ends August 2025. Terms apply. Secure your future now.
OSL.
101, number one.
Again, thank you so much for keeping it locked right here on Radio Caribbean International at this time. Of course, on a Thursday, all about Youth Unplugged. I've been bringing in so many different sets of people who in youth, various fields, various segments. And I have today Vania Reed Hingson. It is a pleasure once again. Before we went to the break, we started going into your more personal side. Mm-hmm. How do you balance? Because I can well imagine, as executive director, mother, hey, I'm pretty sure you have friends, you know, still youthful. In fact, before we go there, what do you like to do in your spare time? When you don't have baby, I mean, you get a little mom time, mom down time. What do you like to do in your spare time?
Mm-hmm. Admittedly, I will say I have not been as intentional in terms of finding that thing for me. It used to be, you know, my platform, Women in Confidence, where I was a lot more active.
Ah, okay.
But, you know, I haven't found, I mean, what I try to do as of recent is, you know, go on walks. I try to be more active. I try to jump rope. You know, I'm really, but in terms of...
Downtime.
I mean, I really don't think that I could say that I have something in particular that I could go to. No, I...
Nothing?
Not really, like, no.
Chill with friends? Movies?
No, but you know, I will say I also find a lot of pleasure in my work. So I'll be on my laptop. And I'm okay, you know. I'm on Canva creating a flyer, you know, and that feels like downtime for me.
Oh, you a Canva user like me? Canva is a lifesaver,
you know. I do enjoy the occasional karaoke Thursday, where I have seen you.
But, see, now that's what I'm talking about. I was just about to say, like, you don't do karaoke.
Yes, okay. I think that if anything, it's probably karaoke. I meet my girls. And you know we have a blast. And I mean, we really have a blast.
Yes, I've seen you. By the way, I'm going there tonight. Anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. We know where.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, but you know, I guess this happens so rarely. Maybe we try to do once a month. So
right.
It doesn't come to the fore. You know, I really need to be a little bit more intentional in what I do on a daily.
Not daily, because you know, as a mom and balancing work, you need, for me personally, I just always believe you must find a way away from it all.
You do.
Just for a bit.
You do.
Just for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Just for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I was trying to pick your brain a little more about what you do, but it seems like, you know, occasional karaoke,
like you said.
Wonderful. Because again, we only have half an hour. Youth who are looking for a way, you know, there are many examples who may want to go into leadership like yourself, but maybe it's facing some kind of obstacle. What do you say to them? What would you say to someone like that? Especially if they have not gone away and had mm-hmm. that experience, but mm-hmm. may very well have the skills and may very well have the passion, mm-hmm. but are facing some kind of obstacle. What would you say? I know you think, you know, we may want to dissect it, well, it depends on the obstacle, and but just generally, what are your words of encouragement?
I mean, I resonate. It might seem, you know, that life has been very structured and straightforward for me. No, there have been times when I feel like, am I in the right place professionally? You know, are my skills well matched to this environment, you mm-hmm. know? So for me, it's a very personal question. I go back to my own upbringing, my own experiences. What has led me here today? I always tell people two islands have defined me, St. Lucia, St. Vincent. Mm-hmm. And it really is in that world that I personally gained an understanding and an appreciation for the disparities in socioeconomic realities. From then, in my experience, I was able to see further along the lines what that looks like, particularly my move to New York, where you see wealth disparities, right? So I would say to anybody, your experience in the now might be just what you need to pivot you into that direction you need. You do not necessarily have to figure it out. You go where you are called. For some reason, I was always moved by understanding deeper the distribution of resources and how this impacts life quality and chances. I didn't seek to necessarily land the jobs that I did. In fact, I studied international relations and I ended up in the nonprofit world. Sometimes you just have to trust the process. Mm-hmm. You do not have to figure it out. You do not have to necessarily know
fluid.
Where you're
going.
Win.
Be fluid.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Being fluid, even if you don't have the answer, means that you're open mm-hmm. to possibilities, and that's something, right? In fact, I would say that's more of a something than somebody who's blocked off from options because they think they know what they want and they're going down a very strict path that they may or may not realize is not best suited to them. You do not have to figure it out now. I think you just need to be authentically yourself. Follow your passion. Listen to what your calling is. Is it creative something? Is it music? Is it follow that? Talk to people. Collaborate. And you may be very shocked to see where you are in a month, in six, in a year. Opportunities, you know, just sometimes happen. And you know, you want to be at the ready to take it. But you have to be open to recognize one in front of you to start.
Beautiful. Vania has me here and I feel inspired to do so many more things.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you so much, Vania, for that. Absolutely. I feel wonderful. You know, I think every Thursday I get my weekly dose of encouragement. And
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, sure. Man. When I listen to youth and persons and what they want to do and what they're doing for community and all, it's very empowering. Mm-hmm. I want to say hello to Cicera Girl. That's my girl. And let me say hello to Reliable Source. Folks, if you have any questions, feel free. We have very limited time. Let me see if I can pull in one. Every week I keep on saying, you know, I must remind my audience, if you all have any little questions, I'll pick one. And then anybody, I can, you know, ask those questions. That is not a problem. What do you think is our biggest challenge in our youth today? If you really had to pick one or two. Preferably one. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many, but one that really resonates with you. Probably you identify with it personally.
Mm-hmm. Our biggest challenge. I mean, it's a really good question. I mean, this may not be, you know, the most popular opinion, but I think generally, our young people are always looking for something because there are not many outlets to express ourselves apart from the occasional party, boat ride,
fete
or whatever, right? I think generally we lack authentic spaces to connect with each other and to feel genuinely that you have a place in society. I think we're always caught up with what people think about us and how connected you may seem to be with a particular social class or a group of people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that comes from a place of void because we don't have authentic places to have conversations, to develop ourselves as people, to network, to grow as professionals, feeling like, you know, you are a part of something bigger, a cohort. And so I mean, for me, the most transformative, the most formative experiences I've had as a young person has been in my groups, my communities, whether it was educational, you know, academic mm-hmm. based, professional based. This is where magic happens for you in terms of perspective, expansion, worldview, access to information, to resources, tapping into skills that you never even knew, you know, that you might be good at. And I think, you know, not having a major space for that as young people here has contributed to a lot of the challenges we see in terms of whether it's crime, delinquency, whether it's, you know, folks just maybe not feeling a sense of
belonging,
you know, fulfillment.
Let me put you on the spot a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you had to recommend one, like, I noticed speaking with you, you're very creative and mm-hmm. so on. Like, you had to come up with a space in which, you know, and it would be a starter
right.
where youth can come together. Mm-hmm. Let me give you your target audience. Let me put you on the spot.
Okay.
Oh, no. You, person in the early 20s, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to give them a space mm-hmm. to, like you said, network. Already in my mind, I was thinking mixers, mm-hmm. those sorts of, you know,
absolutely.
Things to network and so on. What comes to mind? I'm curious.
Okay, so this kind of goes back to a conversation you and I had just, you know, a few minutes ago. I think an amazing concept for us would be a space that allows for us to connect as people, but also skill build. Mm. So we come together, whatever, on a Saturday, whatever day it is, and we are having conversations with each other, whatever the topic is. And there are a few of those informally, but a formalized space that is always available to us where we can leave knowing that we can meet like-minded people, have real conversations, and maybe learn a skill that might not necessarily translate on the job,
right?
But you learn how to, for example, make a lababad or, you know,
something.
I think that could be really fun. I think that could be also really valuable. I think mm-hmm. that could create a lot of connection.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an outlet for folks, and I think it's something that, you know, can happen pretty easily. You don't need to have a building, you don't need to have, you know, X amount of resources. People just come together and decide what they want to do and talk about.
All right, folks, the innovators, the movers and shakers out there, I hope you all took in that idea right there, you know, to get youth in a space they feel safe, they mm-hmm. feel comfortable, where they can mm-hmm. learn and so on, and get it moving. I can see, you know, that possibly being at one of the human resource centers mm-hmm. every Saturday. So all of you, although I know a lot of these human resource centers on a Saturday, I know the one by me in particular, if it's not a wedding or, but you know, come to some kind of thing using the human resource centers for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are a lot of people, activists, who will be willing to pitch in and, you know, in terms of guidance and so. So Vanya.
Yes.
I'm going to give you again a little as we end.
Yes. Thank you.
Anybody you want to thank
mm-hmm.
personally?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm giving you one more little plug for the telephone coming up on the 29th. That's next week, Sunday. People don't think 29th and you're like, oh, that seems like, no, people, that's next week.
Yes. Sunday.
Sunday.
So next week, Sunday, yeah.
Right, next week, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Personally, who would I like to thank? I mean, mm-hmm. so many people. I want to thank my little community, and you guys know yourselves. The people who keep me sane, who keep me grounded, who are my, you know, my go-to thinkers when I'm feeling blocked. I also want to thank the people that I spend the most time with on a daily, my staff, my team, you know, because mm-hmm. I always say, I mean, I would take a lower salary for a healthy working environment any day. Like, nothing compares to
really?
Yes.
Are you hearing this?
My mental health will not be compromised because of a salary that doesn't, you know what I mean?
I understand.
A couple extra dollars.
Wow, we need a lot. That's leadership. That is leadership, people. That is leadership.
No.
Taking a little sacrifice, a little step back for the
absolutely.
Greater good.
Nothing
that
compares
is leadership.
To mental health, and you know what I mean.
Yes.
And I always say, folks, young people, a salary does not compare, does not translate necessarily to quality of life. Mm-hmm. Decide what matters for you on the job. Is that benefits? Is that whatever opportunities, networking? Weigh that and make a decision in terms of what your trajectory will be. Will you be better positioned in a few years if you have a lower salary that might help you, you know what I mean, to network a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to a toxic environment that you hate to go every day, but you have
a nice salary?
What does, mm-hmm. you know, decide? But in terms of sponsors for the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Flo, St. Lucia, of course, GIS, NTN, Echo, the Finance Center, MCE Sound, Shermat Designs, Four Circles, NIC, P1 Marketing, Avalis, Massey Stores, mm-hmm. True Value, Lucelec, Fix, Investing Lucia, Carrasco and Sons, Harbor Club, St. Lucia, Landings Resort, Wynwood and Leeward Brewery Limited, Ladera Resort, Sandals Regency, DBSC, RCI, Calabash TV, HTS
RCI
Radio,
100,
Praise FM, Hot FM, Choice TV. And I also want to thank my team, you know, for just putting this telethon together. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you again, Vanya Reed Hinkson.
Yes.
Has a wonderful experience, a wonderful background, a mother of a 2-year-old going on 13. I got that part.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. Somebody who just demonstrated to me traits of a true leader.
Oh,
yes,
you.
The executive director of the National Community Foundation. Thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
You for having
and I
me.
Truly appreciate it. You accepting the invitation.
Absolutely. Thanks
Bank
for
of St. Lucia,
me.
Thank you so much. Appreciated your support throughout.